Welcome to day 68 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host from Hidden with Christ Ministries. And we have been journeying through the book of Numbers together, and we are on the last 2 days, and we will complete this amazing book of the Old Testament. Today we will read Numbers chapters 33 and 34 from the Amplified Bible. So beginning at Numbers 33, verse 1. These are the stages of the journeys of the Israelites, by which they went out of the land of Egypt, by their hosts under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. Moses recorded their starting places as the Lord commanded, stage by stage, and these are their journeying stages from their starting places. They set out from Ramesses on the 15th day of the month. On the day after the Passover, the Israelites went out of Egypt with a high hand and triumphantly in the sight of all the Egyptians. While the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had struck down among them, upon their gods also the Lord executed judgments. The Israelites set out from Ramesses and encamped in Succoth. And they departed from Succoth, and they encamped in Etham, which is at the edge of the wilderness. They set out from Etham and turned back to Pi Hahiroth, east of Baal Zephon, and they encamped from before Migdal. And they journeyed from before Pi Hahiroth and passed through the midst of the Red Sea into the wilderness. And they went a 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham and encamped at Marah. They journeyed from Marah and came to Elim. At Elim there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there. They set out from Elim and encamped by the Red Sea. They journeyed from the Red Sea and encamped in the wilderness of Sin. And they traveled on from the wilderness of Sin and encamped at Dophka. And they departed from Dophka and encamped at Alush. And they set out from Alush and encamped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. And they departed from Rephidim and encamped in the wilderness of Sinai. And they journeyed from the wilderness of Sinai and encamped at Kibroth Hattaavah. And they traveled on from Kibroth Hattaavah and encamped at Hazeroth. And they journeyed from Hazeroth and encamped at Rithmah. And they departed from Rithmah and encamped at Rimon Perez. And they departed from Rimon Perez and encamped at Libna. And they removed from Libna and encamped at Risa. And they journeyed from Risa and encamped at Kehel Atha. And they went from Kehel Atha and encamped at Mount Shephir. And they removed from Mount Shephir and encamped at Haradah. And they set out from Haradah and encamped at Machaloth. And they removed from Machaloth and encamped at Tahath. And they departed from Tahath and encamped at Tirah. And they removed from Tirah and encamped at Mithka. And they set out from Mithka and encamped at Hashmona. And they traveled on from Hashmona and encamped at Moseroth. And they journeyed from Moseroth and pitched in Bene Jaakan. And they set out from Bene Jaakan and encamped at Hor Hagigad. And they set out from Hor Hagigad and encamped at Jotbatha. And they journeyed from Jotbatha and encamped at Abrona. And they traveled on from Abrona and encamped at Ezion Geber. And they removed from Ezion Geber and encamped in the wilderness of Zin, which is Kadesh. And they removed from Kadesh and encamped at Mount Hor on the edge of Edom. Aaron the priest went up on Mount Hor at the command of the Lord and died there in the 40th year after the Israelites came out of Egypt, the first day of the fifth month. Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. The Canaanite king of Arad, who lives in the south, the Negeb, in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the Israelites. They set out from Mount Hor and encamped at Zalmona. And they set out from Zalmona and encamped at Punon. And they set out from Punon and encamped at Oboth. And they traveled on from Oboth and encamped at Iye-Abarim on the border of Moab. And they departed from Iyim and encamped at Dibon-Gad. And they set out from Dibon-Gad and encamped at Almon, Diblathaim. And they traveled on from Almon, Diblathaim, and encamped in the mountains of Abarim before Nebo. And they departed from the mountains of Abarim and encamped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. And they encamped by the Jordan from Beth-Jeshimoth as far as Abel-Shittim in the plains of Moab. And the Lord said to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, "Tell the Israelites, when you have passed over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, that you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you, and destroy all their figured stones and all their molten images, and completely demolish all their idolatrous high places. And you shall take possession of the land and dwell in it, for to you I have given the land to possess it. You shall inherit the land by lot, according to your families. To the large tribe you shall give a larger inheritance, and to the small tribe you shall give a smaller inheritance. Wherever the lot falls to any man, that shall be his. According to the tribes of your fathers, you shall inherit. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those you let remain of them shall be as pricks in your eyes and as thorns in your sides, and they shall vex you in the land in which you dwell. And as I thought to do to them, so will I do to you." Chapter 34. And the Lord said to Moses, "Command the Israelites, when you come into the land of Canaan, which is the land that shall be yours for an inheritance, the land of Canaan according to its boundaries. Your south side shall be from the wilderness of Zin, along the side of Edom, and your southern boundary from the end of the salt Dead Sea eastward. Your boundary shall turn south of the ascent of Akrabim and pass on to Zin, and its end shall be south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it shall go on to Hazar Adar and pass on to Azmon. Then the boundary shall turn from Azmon to the brook of Egypt, and it shall terminate at the Mediterranean Sea. For the western boundary you shall have the Great Sea and its coast. And this shall be your north border. From the Great Sea, mark out your boundary line to Mount Hor. From Mount Hor, you shall mark out your boundary to the entrance of Hamath, and its end shall be at Zedad. Then the northern boundary shall go on to Ziphron, and at the end of it shall be at Hazar Enan. You shall mark out your eastern boundary from Hazar Enan to Shepham. And the boundary shall go down from Shepham to Riblah on the east side of Ain, and you shall descend and reach to the shoulder of the Sea of Chinnereth, the Sea of Galilee, on the east. And the boundary shall go down to the Jordan, and the end shall be at the Salt Sea. This shall be your land with its boundaries all around." Moses commanded the Israelites, "This is the land you shall inherit by lot, which the Lord has commanded to give to the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh. For the tribes of the sons of Reuben and of Gad by their fathers' houses have received their inheritance, and also the half-tribe of Manasseh. The two and a half tribes have received their inheritance east of the Jordan at Jericho toward the sunrise." And the Lord said to Moses, "These are the men who shall divide the land to you for inheritance: Eleazar the priest and Joshua son of Nun. And with them you shall take one head or prince of each tribe to divide the land for inheritance. The names of the men are: of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh; of the tribe of the sons of Simeon, Shemuel son of Ammihud; of the tribe of Benjamin, Eladad son of Chizlon; of the tribe of the sons of Dan, a leader, Buki son of Jogli; of the sons of Joseph, of the tribe of the sons of Manasseh, a leader, Haniel, son of Ephod; and of the tribe of the sons of Ephraim, a leader, Kemuel, son of Shiftan; and of the tribe of the sons of Zebulun, a leader, Elizaphan, son of Parnak; and of the tribe of the sons of Issachar, a leader, Paltiel, son of Azan; and of the tribe of the sons of Asher, a leader, Ahihud, son of Shalomi, and of the tribe of the sons of Naphtali, a leader, Pedahel, son of Ammihud. These are the men whom the Lord commanded to divide the inheritance to the Israelites in the land of Canaan. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In today's scripture reading, we come across a warning that the Lord gives to the people about, through Moses, about when they actually enter the promised land that they were on the verge of walking into. And it said, "You shall take possession of the land and dwell in it, for I've given the land to you to possess." And then it says, "You shall inherit the land by lot, according to your families." And then it goes on to say that if you don't drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those you let remain, so those that you allow to remain, shall be as pricks in your eyes and as thorns in your sides, and they shall vex you in the land in which you dwell. Now, I want to bring that up today as the focus of today's devotional. The reason is that the promised land is also a picture of God's intended blessings for the people of God in every way. Obviously, it was a physical, geographic place that God had set apart for his people to live in, his people, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and it is today. It was intended by God that they have that particular land, not everything in the entire earth, just that specific area, and they were to live there, and they were to drive out all these people who worship false gods and live there as a separated people to the Lord. But he warned them, if when you go in there, you don't drive out the inhabitants of the land, they're going to stay, and then they're going to be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they shall vex you in the land in which you dwell. Now, the promised land is a picture for us as New Testament believers of all the promises of God, of the place of victory and the place of rest that God has given to his people through the work of Jesus on the cross. But oftentimes when a person comes to Christ and the Lord invites them into relationship with him and to begin to walk with him, and God's intention is that we leave behind or drive out of our lives, so to speak, things that would draw us away from the Lord, if we allow any little remnants of our old sinful life with us, it ends up becoming a thorn in your side and vexes you, even though you're in the land of God's goodness and in the land of his salvation and in the land of the blessing of God, of being in relationship with God. So this is a picture for us of being determined not to allow things from our previous life, meaning the life of sin, to remain in our lives today, because God wants us to dwell with him, to walk with him, and to not have things in our lives that are going to literally vex us and be a thorn in your side. For example, the Lord wants a person free in every area. If you perhaps were a smoker before you gave your heart to the Lord, do you know that the blessing of God is that you can have freedom in every area of your life? So even areas of addictions can be completely broken because God sent Jesus to be our perfect sacrifice and to break the power of sin and death over our lives, which means there's power in Christ and in the Holy Spirit to become free from addictions to smoking or any other addiction that you might be vexing you at the moment. It isn't that God hates you or he's mad at you. Instead, he wants to free you. He loves you so much. He doesn't want thorns in your side or things vexing your life when he has won for you a beautiful place of rest, this promised land of dwelling with the Lord in relationship and having the Holy Spirit to be dwelling inside of you, because you're his tabernacle, you're his temple in which he wants to dwell. And so we don't want to be like the Israelites, because as it turns out, and we'll see as we continue to progress through the Old Testament, that they do enter the promised land, and there is, it is flowing with milk and honey, meaning there is blessings. There's an abundant amount of blessings in this land that God's giving them. But they have a responsibility in that land, and that was to drive out the idolatrous nations that were in it, meaning ones that were going to try to pull them into idol worship, like we saw with the Midianites, where the women enticed the Israelite men, and they end up bowing down before the false gods because they got hooked up with these Midianite women and their practices that were all the sensual practices that were involved in the idol worship to Baal, Peor, and Chemosh, which involved all kinds of obscene events going on at their festivals. So God wants us to drive out of our lives with His help, by the power of the Holy Spirit, things that would draw us away from the Lord, much as the Lord wanted the Israelites to drive out these idolatrous nations who, if they allowed them to stay, were going to cause them great difficulty. The same goes for us today. So let the Lord show you if there's anything you've allowed to hang on in your life since you've given your heart to Christ. If you've kept some old habits or attitudes and they're vexing you and they're causing you to literally be a thorn in your side, something that's not, you're not getting the victory over because you let it remain, as it said here about the Israelites. Those you let remain will be end up being a thorn in your side, and they'll vex you in the land in which you dwell. The Lord wants you to live in total freedom, in perfect victory, because He's brought you in to a land of promise and blessing and freedom in Christ Jesus. We'll be back tomorrow, and we will be completing the book of Numbers tomorrow, so don't miss it. I look forward to having you with me again. And if you'd like to write to us and just give us your input on My Everyday Bible, please just send us an email at info@myeverydaybible.com. God bless you.